In a departure from our usual practice of all original programming, The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 73, takes us to the studios of Plutz, Fairly Unbalanced News, for the premiere of a new program. Let's turn things over to Billy Fred Joburger for the Tom DeLay Show. Billy Fred?
Oh, thanks, Pablo. Welcome, everybody, to the very first broadcast of the Tom DeLay Show. I'm your announcer, Billy Fred Joburger, and we here in the studios of Plutz Fairly Unbalanced News with our special guest, Sean Insanity. Later on, we got a visit with that brilliant statesman, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Now, to get things rolling, here he is, the House Majority Leader, the most beloved Texan since George W. Bush, the exterminator, Tom DeLay!
Welcome, welcome. Howdy, y'all. Glad y'all could afford to come. Most TV shows give away free tickets to tapings. We don't. Everything's for sale on the Tom DeLay Show. Even free tickets.
We've got quite a show coming up, Representative Tom. Should I explain how the game works?
I think it's pretty easy, Freddy Joe. But this being our first show, tell the good folks how it works.
Oh, that's Billy Fred, Representative Tom. Well, folks, the Tom DeLay Show is designed to show you how to get your voice heard in government. Because everybody knows how hard it is to get heard in government. What with all them whining baby killers and drug addicts and enviro nuts and queers.
And don't forget the liberals, Billy Joe.
Billy Fred, sir. Liberals. Tax and spend, Representative Tom. But we show real Americans what to get done and how and make them liberals cry themselves to sleep. Every show, a special guest will sit in judgment as big corporations and rich folks fight to give money to Representative Tom's personal political action committees to make sure that the un-American evildoers don't stifle business or nothing.
I get a percentage of all donations, too, so everybody wins.
Hot dang, Representative Tom.
That's right, Billy Bob. Our first guest on our very first show is someone who usually follows my instructions.
That's right, Representative Tom. And since we're on Plutz Fairly Unbalanced News, who better than that brilliant journalistic light in the liberal media void, Sean Insanity?
Hey, Sean. Howdy, Tom. Why, Billy Fred Joburger, I haven't seen you since the Republican operatives attacked the Florida vote counters back in 2000. You look, really fat, Billy Fred.
I weigh almost 400 pounds of American fun now, Sean.
Terrific. Fat means success. Well, that's right, Sean. We here at the network, next card, please, idiot. We here at Network want to welcome you to your own network. Now, you know how the game works?
I sure think so, Tom.
So let's play Find That Contribution.
Right you are, Tom. Our first contestant is the CEO of an up-and-coming little energy concern right here in Texas.
How'd I guess?
Let's hear it for Rondo Heckenweiler of Wet Star Energy. Rondo's going to be competing with a board member of Lavalamp Tobacco, Ms. April Spinach. They're going to be competing to give money to Representative Tom along with the CFO of the Fraud Motor Company, Mr. Milton Amyloid.
Well, hey, folks, I'm Representative Tom DeLay. Now, the rules are simple. You three have to fight like caged rats, so it's Sean Insanity there in the isolation booth will choose one of you to return for our next round, the access round. Now, the bidding starts at 10 grand, and this is a free-for-all round, so let's get on your marks. Get set. Go!
America needs cars.
We make cars.
We are but pure
stupid little communist-inspired freedom.
Turn the sound down, Rumsfeld.
Who on earth gave Tom DeLay a television show?
Rupert Murdoch. Who else?
It isn't very good, is it?
No. Anything with Donald Trump is not very good. Anything this Anna Nicole Smith is not very good. This is rubbish. DeLay often forgets that someone who smirks all the time can be offensive. It's been difficult enough training George. That reminds me, where is George?
A couple of last-minute fundraisers before the Democratic convention. Then he goes into hiding.
Why should he go into hiding?
Carl Rove's idea. We've got the House leadership in attack mode on Joe Wilson and Sandy Berger. That will be our distraction while Boston learns to hate Democrats. We also have a phony emergency scheduled for their last night so that George can interrupt Kerry's speech to reassure the nation.
Nice touch. I'm reassured already. What is happening on the television?
Sean Insanity just shot the tobacco woman. Closet liberal, I expect. Ah, commercial. When they come back, Mitch McConnell will be on.
I cannot tell you how disgusted I feel knowing we are aligned with the senator from Kentucky.
He's a bit nakedly greedy, even for my tastes. So is Thomas, of course. Both are shameless social climbers. Turn the sound back up, Donald.
Lies. Fairly unbalanced news. News at the speed of lies. Now, back to the Tom DeLay Show.
We're back with our very special guest, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Next week, who's our special guest, Billy Clyde?
Billy, Fred. Next week, our special guest will be those financial whizzes from the mighty soft NBC world. Krugflo and Kramit. Representative Tom?
Hey, Senator Mitch.
Hi, Representative Tom. It's good to be here. You've got a great show.
Of course I do. It's mine. We gonna make sure all the money in America goes where it belongs, to good Republican candidates and good Republican corporations.
That's right, Tom. Influence peddling is only bad when liberals do it. Look, Tom,
turn
I sold
off,
Lexington,
Rumsfeld.
Kentucky to Small Mart and got more than $1 million for the park.
Can't stand it, eh? Who will? Ailes and Murdoch only gave him the show to buy influence with Michael Powell at FCC.
Little did he know he could have bought Powell with a few shiny wind-up toys.
Oh, well, the more he pays, the more he'll appreciate it. Now, if we could just find a nice conglomerate to buy the entire military instead of just military services.
Hyundai was interested, but they won't offer enough.
Yes, and Budweiser just wanted naming rights.
Well, keep shopping around. I'm going to my hat box. I'm playing Battleship with Admiral Gorkov and General Sir Arthur Blount.
Fine. Donald and I shall share a delivery boy for dinner.
Then we're going to question Bin Laden again. He should be ready to talk by now.
Where are you holding him?
Okinawa, the airbase. After 4 months eating their food, he should be pliable.
I can imagine.
Episode 73 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were caused by sunspots and underground streams. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.